a lot of times when students approach the professor, they just kind of skim over a question and they can't solve it right away. So they go running up to the professor and they ask the professor how to solve the problem. What the Korsen technique would suggest is to take at least 15 minutes puzzling over that question, consult with other students, and then go to your professor. But when you go to your professor, you're going to want to break the question down into logical questions. So skim over the question and read into it and really narrow down where your confusion is beginning. Ask yourself, why is this throwing me off? And then go to your professor with that specific question. Not only in that case are you going to impress your professor because they are going to recognize that you've put a lot of effort into this and that you've thought about it really deeply, but you're also going to be able to retain more information. And when you do eventually solve that problem, it's going to be more ingrained into your brain because you've worked so hard at figuring it out. So it's really about critical thinking skills and exercising your brain muscle rather than going to the professor right away for the answer or for some suggestion about what the answer is. And you might even figure it out. So if you take that time before running to your prof, it's highly recommended because it can really help you to develop your learning and it helps you to develop those critical thinking skills that you can take along with you in the future.